بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الخامس عشر. The 15th hadith in this chapter of Mujahada, striving in the path of Allah and gaining the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال غاب عني أنس بن نذر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن قتال بدر. Hazar Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, my uncle was Anas ibn Nadhr, my uncle was not able to be present in the battle of Badr, which was the first battle of Islam. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ غِبْتُ عَنْ أَوَّلِ قِتَالٍ قَاتَلْتَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he felt sorry about this, that he was not present in this first battle against the non-believers. So he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah's Rasul, the first battle you fought against the non-believers, the mushrikeen, I was not able to be present. لَيْنَ اللَّهُ أَشْهَدَنِي قِتَالَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ لَيُرِيَنَّ اللَّهُ مَا أَصْنَعُ. And if Allah gives me the permission, when we fight the mushriks, the non-believers again, then Allah Ta'ala will show what I will do in that battle, how I will fight. That eagerness they had to strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala. We saw in namaz also, and now in battle, and for the truth of Islam, and for the upliftment of Islam. This is also a very important aspect of our deen. Not just that we are practicing, but that we want to establish deen in the world. And for this, there will be fights with the non-believers also. And here also we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were in the forefront. Today we want to make peace with the non-Muslims. Yeah, the Sahaba was to fight them and to establish the truth, the deen of Islam. Today we want to suppress the deen of Islam and the commands and demands of Allah Ta'ala and deen, and we want to make peace with the mushrikeen. All the peace accords that are being spoken about in the world, and many of us feel that this is the right way to go, to make peace with the Shias, make peace with the Jews, whereas the Sahaba and the command of Allah is to fight them and establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمَ أُحَدْ إِنْكَشَفَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Then when the battle of Uhud took place, the next battle after Badr, then a time came when the Muslims were exposed. And that was that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had posted Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu with his Sahaba on a pass in the mountain, and said that do not leave this until my command comes to you. There was some misunderstanding and they left that post. When they left it, then the Muslims became very vulnerable. So at that time he said, فَقَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ أَعْتَذِرُ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا صَنَعَ هَؤُلَىٰ يَعْنِي أَصْحَابُهُ. Oh Allah, I free myself, I absolve myself. I'm not part of this mistake which this group of Sahaba had made, their misunderstanding, and they left that post of theirs which they were supposed to guard. So he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm not part of it, please forgive me and forgive the Muslims who have made this error. Further he said, وَأَبْرُ إِلَيْكَ مِمَّا صَنَعَ هَؤُلَىٰ يَعْنِي الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I also free myself of what these people, that is the mushrikeen, what they are doing. They are fighting the truth. We must be fighting for the truth, not against the truth. Yeah, they are so unfortunate, they are fighting against the truth. We also have to see in our time, on all matters of deen, are we fighting for the right matters, the true deen of Islam? Are we fighting for the things which are against Islam? For example, we are promoting photography, music, intermingling of men and women, all this type of thing. Are we promoting the wrong things, or are we fighting and promoting the right things? ثُمَّ تَقَدَّمَ فَاسْتَقْبَلَهُ سَعَدُ بْنُ مَعَاذٍ. And then he went forth to fight now, the mushrikeen, and now it was a very heavy battle. The mushrikeen, the non-believers were defeated. But when they got a chance and they came from the rear, and now the Muslims were sandwiched between them. In front of them were the mushriks, behind them were the mushriks. The Muslims faced a very, very difficult situation because of this error of some of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, now they faced a very, what was a open victory, now turned into a open defeat. And it were, and the onslaught of the kuffar was very heavy, very heavy. But at that time, Hadhrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that I met Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, and I told him, Al-Jannatu wa Rabbil Kaaba, inni ajidu riha min duni uhad. Oh, Sa'd, I find that the fragrance of Jannah, by Allah, I get the fragrance at the Battle of Uhud, right there, and I'm going right into there to go and get my Jannah. I find that the fragrance of Jannah is coming from there. So he proceeded to fight in that way. Qala Sa'ad, Hazrat Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says then, فَمَسْتَتَعَتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا صَنَعَ, that, oh Allah's Rasul, when he reported this matter to Allah's Rasul, he said, oh Allah's Rasul, I did not have the capability and ability to do what Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had done. How he went and he fought in the battle, what a hero, and what a, how what was valor, and what braveness he went and he fought, I was not able to do that. قال أنس فوجدنا به بضع وثمانين ضربة السيف. Afterwards, when we found his body had 80 plus sword strikes on it. Over 80 sword strikes on it. أو تعنتن برمحين. Or there were spear strikes upon him. With spears the people had attacked him. Or ramyatam bisahmin. Or arrow strikes. In other words, all type of things. A more than 80 wounds we found on his body. And in other riwayat we find that all of them was on the front of his body. He never for one moment thought to turn his back and that he was hit on the back. All of them was in front. He was just moving front all the time. وَوَجَدْنَاهُ قَدْ قُتِلَ, and when we found him, he was already martyred. وَمَثَّلَ بِهِ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, and the kuffar had mutilated his body further. Over 80 strikes on his body, and then the kuffar mutilated, cut his body in a very bad way and disfigured him completely. فَمَا عَرَفَهُ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا أُخْتُهُ بِبَنَانِي, and nobody of us could recognize who this was. It was only his sister, and she recognized him from the joints of his fingers, just from the finger joint. She made out that this was my brother. قال أنس, حضرت أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه said, كنا نرى أو نظن أن هذه الآية نزلت فيه وفي أشباهه, and it was our opinion and we regarded always that this ayat that was revealed in the Quran Sharif was revealed with regard to Hazrat Anas or those Sahaba who were in that same category, who fought and who strove for Islam at various times with great valor and braveness. The ayat is, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, from the believers there are those men who have testified and proved the truth of their agreement with Allah which they had made with him. That, O Allah, we are for you and we give our everything. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, everything of ours is for you. And the Sahaba were those, it wasn't just words, but as we see here, with action. But over 80 strikes on the front of the body, they went and they gave their lives for Islam. Today we have got the ready Islam, and we also make big claims about Islam, but we are promoting all the haram against Islam. And we are living our lives also in a lifestyle which is hostile, which is totally against Islam. We also should at least that we try and follow the Sunnah and live a correct lifestyle. And we should be also eager to sacrifice for our deen and to work for our deen and for the upliftment of the true deen, not to work in ways that go against our deen. May Allah give us the true love of our deen, the reality of akhirat for which we are created and which we are heading to, and to prepare for that real life of the akhirat and not be influenced by this temporary fleeting world of this dunya and the ways of the kuffar that must not overtake us. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.